Mike, I appreciate you giving me a call back. I wanted to take a couple of minutes here to talk about Congress passing this two-month highway funding extension. Better than nothing?
Well, yeah, it was better than the alternative. May 31st, the authorizing language for the federal government to fund surface transportation projects in this country was set to expire. So if Congress wouldn't have passed an extension, then the federal government wouldn't have been in a position to reimburse state departments of transportation for a lot of this critical infrastructure work. And you have to remember that this is the busy construction period, the spring and summer months. So it would have been very unfortunate if Congress wouldn't have extended the current law. So we're happy that they at least did that. But that, no one should be celebrating and toasting Congress for just this two-month extension. What really is necessary is to come up with a plan and a strategy for not only what we're going to do, how we're going to invest in our surface transportation system, but, most importantly, how you're going to pay for it. And thus far, Congress has, failed to provide that leadership, to really, being willing to delve into some very difficult, controversial topics. And no one wants to do that, but that's what leaders do. And we really need them to step up to the plate and do that. My fear is that if they keep kicking the can, if they keep extending the current law without a replacement that would really serve the needs of agriculture and the U.S. economy, we could easily find ourselves in the year 2016, which we all know, once you get into even-numbered years, particularly if they're presidential election years, politics overrides the people's business. And so that's the real concern. So we really need to have Congress step up to the plate, do what it needs to be done, and make sure we have a surface transportation plan and a funding mechanism that really serves our needs.
So, Mike, has Congress missed some opportunities here in the past?
Oh, I think they have, and I think one is that they're letting an opportunity slip by right now. Is one of the benefits that Americans have enjoyed over the last year in particular is a significant relaxation of fuel prices. And as most people know, the predominant way that we finance road and bridge construction and maintenance is via a federal fuel tax and also a state fuel tax. And in federal government, it's 18.4 cents per gallon of gasoline, 24.4 cents per gallon of diesel fuel. And here you've had this significant reduction in fuel prices, and so now all of a sudden, we are in a position to contribute more to our roads and bridges. Now, no one likes taxes. I hate taxes. Everyone hates taxes. But one of the things that most people agree on is that transportation is a legitimate exercise of government. And most Americans, they don't resent contributing funds to pay for infrastructure. They just don't like it when it's wasted. And if the government can really show that, hey, we're being good stewards of your taxpayer dollars, we're providing for an infrastructure that you rely on, most Americans will be more warm to that concept. And so we really need to see something accomplished yet this year. We have been pleased, even though overall Congress has continued to kick the can. We are pleased that we're seeing some people step up and exert some leadership. One notable one is Congressman Jim Renacci from Ohio, who has recently introduced a piece of legislation along with there's a number of bipartisan co-sponsors to index the fuel tax to inflation and to provide some sustainability to how we finance our roads and bridges, and really trying to encourage his fellow lawmakers to come up with a long-term plan that's suitable for our needs, but one ingredient of that is indexing it to inflation. And so he needs to be commended for demonstrating some leadership. Congressman Bob Gibbs is a co-sponsor of that as well. And so we would like to see much more of that. That's what our country needs. That's what agriculture needs.
Mike, you folks with the Soy Transportation Coalition have conducted a number of studies looking into all of these funding issues. information that you've put into the hands of congressional leaders?
We have, and you know, that's one of the things that we do is conduct research and analysis on various topics that relate to the transportation of agricultural products. And you know, one example of that is we did some research that we disseminated in July of 2014 that we did in conjunction with Indiana University, looking at a more sustainable way of financing our surface transportation system. And one of the things that we highlighted is the importance of indexing the fuel tax to inflation. The fundamental problem with how we finance our roads and bridges, in my estimation, is that you have a fixed source of revenue trying to meet the needs of an escalating cost. And our fixed source of revenue is this 18.4 cent tax per gallon on gasoline and 24.4 cents on diesel fuel. That hasn't been adjusted since the year 1993. And regardless of your political persuasion, everyone will concede that the cost of building and maintaining roads and bridges goes up over time. So if you have a fixed source of revenue and an escalating cost, the inevitable result of that kind of approach will be funding shortfalls or funding gaps. The current estimate is about $15 billion a year federally, our funding gap, just because we haven't adjusted the fuel tax to keep pace with the cost of building and constructing roads. That's one of the reasons why I think the legislation proposed by Congressman Renacci makes so much sense. But we think that we should do something along those lines. We think, given the fact that we're an organization funded by and led by farmers, that we've got a credible voice to provide in this overall debate. We're not in the business of constructing roads, and we're not a transportation provider. Farmers are the ones who ultimately benefit from having a good system of roads and bridges. Agriculture is one of the bright spots in our economy, and if we want to be a country that still produces and makes things, including agricultural products, you can't just concern yourselves with supply, and you can't just concern yourselves with demand. You also have to have a transportation system that makes that connection between supply and demand where our customers are.